Greetings. I hope you don't mind, but I need to take this one away for a second. There are some urgent matters upstairs that I need to steal them away for. Don't worry. I'll send them back down here when everything is taken care of. Might I introduce you to one of the other servants here, Caitlin? Come along, dear. Caitlin will be handling these folks from now on. Keep a smile on your face, dear, and don't let anyone know how you're feeling inside. I'm aware that your stomach probably has butterflies in it, but that doesn't matter. You have made a grave mistake according to the lady of the house and need to be dealt with swiftly. That way you will not make the same mistake again. I'm not going to ask if you know why you're here, because I don't have time for your foolish shenanigans. Time is being wasted, and there is an entire party out there with some aristocrats from around the globe. I know you are new here, but you're performing poorly, and that reflects badly on me. I was entrusted to train you, and despite my better judgment, you begged so pathetically that I agreed to let you serve at this party. I should have listened to my gut. You've only been here for 2 weeks. Two. You don't understand all the protocols of Nathella aristocracy. But that doesn't give you an excuse to behave like a goddamn fool in front of all those important folks. So I am here to dole out your punishment before you return to the party and get back to work. Bottoms off. Panties as well. Over my knee. There you go. I think 10 hits to each side of your ass will do nicely. I don't want to be harsh on you because you do still have a party to work. It would be cruel to make you kneel on a bed of rice for 10 minutes. But that doesn't mean you're getting out of punishment. Bad behavior requires swift rectification so that it is not repeated in the future. I will not be punished simply because you cannot perform the simplest tasks. You are being spanked because you did not properly greet the aristocrats when you went to serve them. You did not say, my lords. You did not say, my ladies. How can I be of service? Is everything to your liking? Do you need any help? You know, basic manners for a servant. You are supposed to be the most gracious person for even being able to breathe the same air as those above your station. You are a servant and are easily replaceable. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of people who would trade to have your spot right now. But those out there, the aristocracy, they are powerful and they cannot be replaced. You are being spanked because you were rude and ungrateful to our guests, and most importantly, to our host. The lady of the house does not tolerate disrespectful brats, which means I will not tolerate disrespectful brats. Impolite brats like yourself need to be reminded of your place in the hierarchy. That's one. These are not going to be fun little spanks that don't really hurt. They are meant to sting. To teach you a lesson. You need to treat those above you with respect. Even if you feel they don't deserve it. You are a servant. Your job is to serve. Your job is to obey. It is not to think. It is to follow through without any hesitation. You will address those of higher status with respect they deserve. You are a servant. You think the aristocracy cares what a servant thinks? You think the lady of the house cares what you think? Do you think I care about what you think? We have a job to do, my dear. All of us. And if you fail to do it, you'll get punished like this. And you know what else? The rest of us will get punished for your failures. So, we're not going to let this happen again. Now for your other cheek. Wouldn't want this one to not sting as well. If it hurts, that means you're learning a lesson. that you won't forget to address the partygoers with an air of respect. That you won't embarrass the lady of the house, or even worse, humiliate me. You have it good here, brat. Don't ruin it by being rude. There are a lot worse positions for a servant. You could be a concubine. You could be working at a brothel. You could even be one of the free use whores down at the stocks. This is a much better life. It is a life where you aren't just a body for someone to find pleasure in. Don't go and fuck it up simply because you are forgetful or stubborn. Whatever thoughts you have about the aristocracy, keep them to yourself. No one wants to hear a servant speak their mind. Least of all me. It means I didn't train you properly. Servants are seen and not heard. Do you understand that? Good. Now what do you say? I don't think you are. Just when I thought I couldn't get even more disappointed in you, your shameful secret has come out. What is this between your cheeks? Did you get aroused by being punished? That's not what I want to hear. Say your words. Admit it out loud. Say that you got turned on by being spanked. Confess your pathetic sin to me, little brat. It'll never do sending you out to the party like this. You're all flustered, and you'll ruin your pretty panties that the lady of the house so kindly bought you just for tonight. Because I said you could handle it. A wet stain on them? It's not going to do. I'll never hear the end of it if not only I had to discipline you, but you ruined such a fine piece of silk clothing. So, I'm going to have to take care of your little issue myself, aren't I? Can't you do anything fucking right? You get my hand, and that is all you get. You are staying over my knee, though. If you have the audacity to get turned on while being spanked, then you're going to orgasm like this. Over my lap, ass up there, my fingers working you. And you better keep quiet. Wouldn't want the entire party to hear what a pathetic excuse of a servant you are. If you get noisy and start moaning and being so fucking loud, someone's going to enter, and they're going to see a truly desperate creature writhing in my lap, ass freshly spanked, the sensation of it still stinging, and the pleasure of my hands working you. They're going to see all that. What a perverted little thing you are. You disgust me. In all my years of being the head of the staff, of being the housekeeper of this manor, I have never had the displeasure of working with such a disgraceful little slut. A brat who not only can't obey the simplest rules, but then gets turned on when being reprimanded for breaking said rules. Do you have anything at all to say for yourself? No, of course you don't. You're just happy you don't have to go out there and show your lewd secret to the entire party. Maybe I should have let you go out there like a fuck toy and let the partygoers use you to their discretion. That would have fucking taught you a lesson, because this you seem to be enjoying. The people out there, they would have turned you into a whimpering cum slut. I know some of the lords and ladies out there have sadistic tastes, and you would be unrecognizable by the time they were done with you. It would be like feeding a goldfish to a piranha. That's what you fucking deserve, but at least I'm taking a little bit of pity on you. I am being a little bit generous in disciplining you myself so that you are not fucking devoured within 2 weeks of working here. So you don't only last less than a month. God, what a pathetic little brat you are. You must have really wanted to be put in your place if this is how you act to being reprimanded, to being spanked, and then being played with like this. Stroking between your thighs while you try so hard to be quiet. Go on, be loud. Let everyone here know what a dumb little whore you are. Maybe I should tell the lady of the house you don't have any fucking potential in being a goddamn servant. You would do much better as a free use pet, or being sold to a brothel for a few pieces of silver. Because you are not even worth a piece of gold with how easily you give it up for free. Truth be told, you would probably love it, being used and fucked with no concern for your own wants and needs. That's what a rude little brat like you deserves. You are having to settle for my uncaring hand and harsh words. But that's not what you want, is it? No, you want it rougher, don't you? You want me to be meaner, right? Don't lie to me, dear. Being untruthful has never been your strong suit. If it was, I wouldn't have caught you earlier being so impolite to our partygoers. You are a fucking pathetic excuse of a servant, but at least you make a damn good whore. You like that, don't you? You like being spanked? You like being used? Oh, of fucking course you do. Look at you. If there was a mirror to show you your own reflection, I doubt you would recognize the look of bliss on your face. You're so pretty when you look like a $2 whore. I think this, with your pants around your ankles with the pretty panties, I think this look suits you much better than servant attire. Pants and panties around your ankles while you squirm in my lap. Being a cum slut for the lady of the house is probably a better position for you anyway. It's not like anyone is going to expect you to speak. After all, your mouth will be busy eating people out and sucking aristocratic cocks. And that way, you won't be able to say no. Can't really say no when someone is always using your mouth as their personal fuck toy, can you? It's a good thing you don't have much value beyond being used like this. Being abused like this. This is your fate if you don't get your fucking act together. If you make even one more mistake at this party, I'm going to tell the lady of the house that you are demoted. That you do not have what it takes to be a servant to a woman of her status. I'll even let her know that your talents are better suited for a brothel or, I don't know, probably the free use stocks in town. She could make quite the pretty penny having you be the town bicycle. You know, I don't know what is more pitiful. The fact that you are trying so hard to keep an ounce of dignity and not make any noise, or the pathetic whimpers that you can't help but let out. You really are struggling to keep how much of a lewd little slut you are a secret. Even if you somehow manage not to fuck it up the rest of the night, which I doubt a disrespectful brat like yourself will be able to do, I will still know what a perverted little thing you are. How turned on you get from being punished. I'm going to know your shameful, filthy secrets. I need you to come, little whore. We're taking too long and we don't want the lady of the house, or worse, one of the other servants to notice we are missing. This was supposed to be a quick punishment to reprimand you, and you ended up fucking that up. You can't do a single thing right, can you, brat? The only thing about you that is useful is your fucking body. You aren't worth a damn if you aren't being fucked, spanked, used, or abused. Pathetic fucking cum slut. I can't believe I'm actually helping a dumb brat like yourself. Not good for anything except your body or your holes. Don't you want to get back out there? Don't you want to get back out to the party so you can make another mistake and have me take you back to this room and punish you like the little brat you are? I know that's what you really want. Don't fucking lie to me. Your mouth can deny it all you want. It can lie. But what I'm feeling right now, how your body's reacting, it's not lying. It lets me know how much you're enjoying this filth, this abuse, this fucking treatment. So come for me. Come, slut. I want to see just how much of a glutton for punishment you are. How pathetic you are when you're so fucking desperate. I know you can do it. An easy whore like yourself can come whenever someone lets you. It's not like you deserve to orgasm often. So come for me. Come for me and show me what a pitiful excuse of a slut you are. Yeah, that's it. That's what I fucking thought. God. You really are fucking disgusting. So filthy. The way you can come from being talked to like this, from being hurt like this, from being treated like this. Get up. Pull up your pretty panties and your pants, and I want you to get back out there and back to serving. Your job for the night isn't done. And be quick. I'm not waiting for you to be finished before opening the door. Don't let me catch you making another mistake.